The executive editor of the Burlington Free Press set off a firestorm on Twitter this weekend when he made comments about Vermont's decision to add a third gender option to its driver's license. Dennis Finley, who joined the Free Press just over a year ago, tweeted that the move to add the third gender option, quote, makes us one step closer to the apocalypse. Finley went on to ask if it would also be worth celebrating if pedophiles were recognized on licenses. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
If you go to Dennis Finley's personal Twitter account, the first identifying characteristic he added was Burlington Free Press Executive Editor. And if you scroll down, you'll see that Finley can be provocative. He likes to retweet comments from right-wing political writer Ann Coulter, and Hillary Clinton is a steady subject of his own tweets. In one tweet, Finley compares Mayor Bill de Blasio's New York to Imperial Russia. But he admits that he might have crossed the line this weekend.
If I had to do it over again, I would simply ask the question. I would not try to be provocative or funny because that didn't work. But it's too late now, and it's created a firestorm, which I'll have to deal with. But that's life in our society now. It's life in the social media age. You really have to be careful. And I don't think I wasn't careful enough.
VPR published a story on Friday about the Department of Motor Vehicles' move to add a third gender option to its driver's license application. If the DMV adopts the new policy for people who don't identify as male or female, Vermont would become only the fourth jurisdiction in the United States to have the option. Late Friday, someone on Twitter said the move would be, quote, awesome. Finley shot back, questioning why it was awesome, and saying it moved us closer to the apocalypse, which he later said was in reference to the Sports Illustrated Signs of the Apocalypse column. He went on to say that the world was falling apart, piece by piece.
I meant no disrespect, but I think that it's a legitimate question to ask, well, why does it have to be on a driver's license? Why is that important?
Trans folks don't see themselves reflected in culture and systems.
Dana Kaplan is the executive director at Outright Vermont, an advocacy group for the LGBTQ community.
When we look at something like getting to add a third gender marker to a driver's license, that is such a clear win. That's such a place for folks to be able to say, yes, thank you for validating my identity, for recognizing who I am, and for giving me a way to show up in the world. That is what we need so much more of if we want to see queer and trans youth leading thriving lives.
Kaplan says the Twitter storm highlights the disconnect between an understanding of the challenges some queer and trans people face every day and the acceptance and rights that most people take for granted. And when the editor of one of the state's largest media companies publicly downplays an important win for the trans community, Kaplan says he should be called out.
For somebody who is in such a position of power to make such an utterly, transparently transphobic remark about a number of our folks is just setting a really toxic precedent.
Finley has an official Burlington Free Press Twitter account. But he says he understands that in the 24-hour social media-fueled landscape, the lines get blurred.
Technically, I'm the editor of the Burlington Free Press 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, whether it's my work account or my personal account. I have to follow the rules. And I bend them. I have bent them in the past. I bend them a little bit now. I think I go up to the line, but I want to talk about things. I mean, I want to ask questions.
Finley did not apologize, and he says he won't remove the posts. He invited anyone to come into the Free Press office to talk about the issue. Attempts to reach Finley's boss, the president of the Burlington Free Press, were unsuccessful. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.